Snow is falling across a portion of the Midwest here this morning as cold air tries to seep further to the south from the upper parts of the region. The colder temperatures will overspread most areas today, but it'll be a short stay with a return of warmer weather expected over the weekend and on into next week. The snow that occurs, Ohio snow accumulations will run anywhere from 3 to 8 inches. There's a fair chance that a few locations could get a little bit greater amount of snowfall. This storm system will be carrying a fair amount of moisture with it, with anywhere from a tenth to about 0.6 of an inch of moisture will come out of the snow. The precipitation will come and go through the region fairly swiftly. By the time we get to Saturday afternoon, there will be no precipitation from this storm system left anywhere in the Midwest. Most everybody gets their moisture from this event over the next 24 to 36 hours. A second storm system is likely to impact portions of the Delta in the heart of the Midwest. The second event will likely occur Sunday into Monday. Its timing and development in general look a little questionable. There may be a storm system, but it's probably being overdone. A third storm system will come into the Midwest, beginning in the western portions of the Corn Belt and portions of the hard red wheat country as we get out into the Monday-Tuesday time period, and that storm system will become much better defined in the lower parts of the Midwest and the Delta as we get into midweek next week, when some heavy amounts of precipitation may occur in some of those areas. There's no risk of crop-damaging cold in U.S. hard red winter wheat country for the next week to 10 days. Temperatures in these areas could get down into the upper single-digit readings and teens, but that's as cold as it should get. Temperatures this morning were down into the single digits in parts of the region, but it wasn't cold enough in any particular snow-free area to create any kind of serious threat to the health of crops. The forecast will continue to downplay cold weather in the U.S. central and southern plains. In fact, precipitation will be minimal as well. Drier and somewhat warmer weather bias is very typical of La Nina, and we don't expect to deviate much from it as we move forward through this next 10-day to 2-week period. The only other area in the U.S. that will be as dry as the central and southern plains will be a small portion of Florida and the southernmost sections of Georgia. This is also an area that is already drying out quite a bit, and that is the product or byproduct of the prevailing La Nina conditions. As we go forward through late winter and early spring, this drier bias in the southeast corner of the country will likely fester into something perhaps a little bit more significant. The temperatures across the Midwest over these next few days will probably stay in a seasonally cool range. We'll probably see those temperatures vary in the range of single digits and teens across the northernmost parts of the region over the next couple of days, while the southernmost parts of the region will see temperatures cool down into the 20s and 30s. This colder air is only going to last for a few days, and then it will be abating from the region. High temperatures in the next couple of days, limited to the teens and 20s across a fair amount of the Midwest, with some 30s in the south and some single-digit readings in the far northwest. We'll likely see low temperatures at night, dipping down into the upper 20s and 30s across the northwestern one-third of the region, and varying the 30s and 40s elsewhere. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.